Okay. Well, let's see. I'm going to go to Ken here next because Mary dropped, but just in case Mary's still with us, you want to read all about vinegar? Please go online to your favorite used book source and look for Dr. D.C. Jarvis. And the book title is Folk Medicine. You can find those books cheap because so many million of them were sold back in the 50s. Tell you a whole lot about vinegar, ma'am. D.C. Jarvis, Folk Medicine. Okay, Ken, thanks for your patience, sir.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Pleasure to talk to you. I've been reading your literature and whatnot for years. Anyway, I've recently had an outbreak of eczema. I've had it all my life, but I haven't had any symptoms in quite a number of years. I had kind of a stressful incident a while back, and I suspect that might be the cause of it. I've been taking some pre and probiotics and put a little bit of cream on the lesions and whatnot. And I'm just wondering if there's anything, any better approach I might take.
Well, there's some other approaches you could take. One, you said that you've had it all your life. Did you have it when you were a kid?
Yes, I did.
Okay, this might be easier to get at then. And secondly, let's make sure it's eczema. Places it occurs quite commonly are in front of the elbows, in the crease there, and behind the knees. Is that where you get yours, sir?
This particular eruption is the left side of my chest and back, up to the beginning of my scalp. Quite a few blotches all over the place on the left side.
Okay, well, can't be certain that that's the eczema recurring, because eczema usually is pretty reliable at, when it does go to other places in the body, of not neglecting that in front of the elbows and behind the knees area too. Even though it's spread elsewhere, it's usually there too. But let's just for the moment assume it's eczema and tell you about two things that we find out about people who have eczema over the long term, particularly if they got it when they were kids. And those two things are, one, there very frequently is a stomach malfunction where the stomach isn't making enough acid to bust the minerals out of the food so they can be absorbed. That's not at all uncommon in kids. It's the darndest thing, a small kid with a stomach malfunction, but it does happen. Okay, I brought that up just in case you have any stomach symptoms. You need to look into that and see if maybe that's behind not getting the nutrients in to keep the eczema from happening. Having said that, the number one mineral for healing eczema is zinc. I learned that long ago, back in the 70s. And funny thing, but when we are either given cortisol from the outside or under stress, when our bodies produce much more cortisol, or particularly if we're given one of those patentable takeoffs of cortisol, such as Kenalog or prednisone or Decadron, our bodies just lose all kinds of zinc, sir. So are you using any zinc as a supplement presently?
I normally do take a small dose regularly, just for cold prevention and whatnot.
Correct. It will help with that, too, because it does boost the immune system. But what's a small dose, sir?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just one of the... It's like Now Foods, zinc supplements.
Well, let me tell you about safety in zinc. There was an article published about 15 years ago saying never go above 100 milligrams a day. It might cause trouble. But if you stay below 100 milligrams, and this was a professional review, if you stay below 100 milligrams, you likely won't have trouble. And probably part of the reason that was published is that most guys know the zinc is very good for the prostate gland. And some guys really load up on it, and we're going past 100 milligrams. But having said that, if you've got eczema, and you want to talk to a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, they'll probably tell you that the zinc picolinate is the one that absorbs the best, because that's the way that nature designs zinc to be absorbed, is with the picolinic molecule. And it comes in a 30 milligram 3-0, and it's got to be offset by a little bit of copper. And going 50 to 60 milligrams of zinc for most guys, and again, remembering that professional publication saying never go above 100, is pretty safe. And it's one of the things that can help a lot. Now, here's another one for you, sir, and that goes back to the stomach malfunction. Some doctors published that they had people take liquid B12 and rub it into their eczema, if this is eczema. And what do you know? It helped improve the eczema. I didn't say cure it, but it got a lot better. And of course, if the stomach is malfunctioning, it sometimes doesn't bring in B12 like it should. So a couple of things you could think about and talk over with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But it should be able, if this is eczema, you should be able to get it gone, because eczema isn't all that hard.
Excellent. Okay, I'll certainly try that. I don't think I have zinc picolinate, but I'll sure as heck go get some. Also, wanted to ask you, I've been meaning to get into the Tahoma Clinic for a while and just have a general checkup and see where I'm at health-wise and whatnot. Wondering if you might recommend someone to deal with, best deal with male issues and whatnot.
Sure. Are you located, and where are you located, sir?
In Kenmore, but I'm retired, so I can travel down to Tukwila or Lake City or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of times ladies would prefer to see a lady and guys would prefer to see a guy. That's number one. And at present, the guy doctors at Tahoma Clinic are in Tukwila. There's some very, very competent ladies in North Seattle, and if you'd be okay dealing with a lady, then you could go there. There I'd probably see Dr. Morikal, because she's been in practice for quite a number of years. And at the Tukwila Clinic, Dr. Sherman, Dr. Lampson, they've both been doing this for quite a while now.
Okay, excellent. Lampson? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Sherman. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, you've answered my questions. I really appreciate the advice.
Thank you for calling, sir, and thank you for saying so.